Abuses of Power. Although this discussion with President Kaunda and his aides took place more than 12 years ago, the theme is as fresh today as it was then. In a world where promiscuity is undermining relationships, incest is destroying families, and greed is hampering the productivity of corporations, most leaders lack the self-discipline to properly support their constituents. Those in power can raise consciousness to support a positive global mind shift, or they can do the opposite. The outcome depends largely upon the extent to which they can control their sexual energies, particularly in stressful situations. When leaders, just like any of us, experience misfortune such as divorce, unemployment, disease, or death of a loved one, others may seek to capitalize on their vulnerability. Leaders must be especially vigilant at such times, both in seeking help and in offering it to someone else. Compromising situations can arise unexpectedly. They are not always consciously planned, but can occur because those involved do not understand the forces at work and the severity of the consequences. Leaders who take advantage of others are contributing to the decline of our society instead of serving as our protectors and role models. When they engage in sexual exploitation, do they realize that they are hurting someone's mother, sister, daughter, wife, or fiancé? Do they understand the harm they are doing to themselves and their own families? They are encouraging a lifestyle that completely misuses the sexual energies and destroys people, organizations, and ultimately entire societies. Whether they are clergy, CEOs, military officers, teachers, therapists, politicians, bosses, or parents, leaders must accept the responsibility inherent in having power over others, especially at this time in history when many people are deeply needy. We should recognize that abusing those who place their trust in us brings serious consequences. Secular and spiritual leaders today who lack control over their sexual energies have greatly damaged or even destroyed their nations or organizations. Conditions of degradation that many of us accept as normal in our cities, businesses, governments, families, and spiritual organizations are consequences of such perverted leadership. Some political leaders have murdered countless numbers of people or created conditions in which human survival becomes difficult, if not impossible. Still others have caused such profound disillusionment that individuals have taken their own lives. These issues touch us all. Everyone is a leader in one way or another, and everyone has contact with leaders. More urgently than anyone else, because of the examples they set and the power they wield, leaders must control their senses, regulate their sexual energy, and conquer any desire to control and exploit others. Responsible leaders are not slaves to their passions.